Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me. And I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs. So whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. On this week's episode of Unscripted, it was my birthday week, but actually I spent half the episode crying, to be honest. So we talked about my childhood birthdays. We talked about previous birthdays I've had. We talked about if I liked birthdays. Spoiler alert, there was a lot of tears. Then we had a very funny trauma dump. Stay tuned for that one, guys. And as usual, we answered our dilemmas. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 23 of Unscripted. It is my birthday week this week. I'm 28 on Friday. I've actually been in the height of it for the past 2 days. I was only saying to Lauren before we started recording, I actually don't know how I'm going to record this week's episode because I just feel like smashing everything up and killing someone, low-key. I have no idea why. Maybe it's because I'm turning 28 and like the realization is hitting me that I am actually an adult. I feel like 28 is so close to 30. You guys, it's scary. Something about like 30 is just really scary, isn't it? I don't know what it is. I'm sure when I'm 30, nothing is actually going to change in my brain or in me really from like how I am now. But I just feel like it's like, oh my God, like I'm 30. Like, do I have to get married now and have 10 kids and like fucking, I don't know, do gardening all day? I don't know. Anyways, it's a very long time since we've done a solo episode as well, guys. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I think it's Christmas is the last time that I actually done an episode on my own. And even then, they were quite short. So bear with me because I've been spoiled with guests over the past couple of weeks. We have some feedback from Mia to start off the episode. Maybe this will make me feel a bit better. So Mia said, "Hey, Niamh, I love your podcasts. They never fail to make me laugh. I listen to them to try to go sleep because I need to listen to something to help me. But instead, I do be up giggling. It's well worth it. I've been a follower of you since 2020 and I'm proud of how far you've come." Mia, thank you so much. And here's your sister. I literally cannot fall asleep without listening to something. Usually it's true crime. Like, I'm a psychopath. I appear to be listening to like murder stories while I'm falling asleep. And then I do wake up with like 70 nightmares during the night and sleep paralysis and I'm like, why is this happening? Maybe because I'm listening to true crime. But I actually, girls, just sorry, bit of a segue, but I don't know if any of you have seen The Handmaid's Tale. It's literally like my favorite TV series. I binge watched like 6 seasons of it in a couple of days basically. So recently I got the Testaments audiobook on Audible and I'm bet into that. So that's what I'm falling asleep now listening to every night. But it's kind of bad because I keep falling asleep and then losing what chapter I'm on. And I have to go back and like search through the whole audiobook and find the last bit that I remember. But yeah, if anybody's like impatient waiting for the final season of The Handmaid's Tale, maybe go and get the Testaments on audiobook because I think it's like, it really explains. It's probably a bad thing because now I know what's going to happen in the last season of The Handmaid's Tale, but I'm too impatient. I can't wait. Guys, I feel so sick today, right? Do you know what happened? I was in the taxi on the way in to do the podcast and I was editing while I was in the taxi. Now, I used to have like brutal car sickness when I was younger. Like, I mean, you put me in a car for 5 seconds, I'm vomiting all over the place. So bad. But I've kind of grown out of it as I've got older. But sometimes it just hits me and it's so bad. So I'm literally sitting here, my stomach is turning. I feel like I'm going to vomit all over the mic. Hopefully it gets better as the episode goes on. But it's so bad and it's so random. I didn't get a great night's sleep last night though. So I feel like that might be contributing to my bad mood and my sick feeling. But yeah, anyway, me and Alex are going away tomorrow. I'm going to the Gaelic Gorm Girls. I'm so excited. I always see it all over TikTok. And I've wanted to go for so long, but it's so expensive. It's so expensive. It's you could go on a fucking holiday to Spain for the same price. So we've just never gone, but Alex booked it for me for my birthday. So I'm really, really excited. We're going Wednesday to Friday. And then I'm actually really busy because my friends have booked me somewhere on Friday night for my birthday, which I'm sure then nobody will hear from me for the whole of next weekend. Nobody be expecting any fucking posts, any TikTok shop, nothing. Nobody will get anything from me. But do I enjoy birthdays? No, I hate birthdays, right? I'm going to tell you why. This is actually quite traumatic, to be honest. This episode is just going to be me giving out and me trauma dumping. So sit down and strap in, girls. But no, I hate birthdays, right? Because, you know, obviously I've spoke in the family episode about kind of my relationship with somebody. I'm not going to name any names, but my relationship with somebody not being so good and maybe them being, I don't know, not the best. Anyway, that's all I'll say. But for my birthday, every single year growing up, this person did everything they could to make it the worst day of my life, basically. And I feel like that's just carried through into adulthood. Like, maybe that's why I'm in a bad mood this week. I feel like anything like birthdays, Christmas, I just dread. And it's because that person just made my life hell. Especially, I think it's because this person just always has to be the center of attention, always has to be the main character. And then when it's someone's birthday, but then I don't know, because she didn't do it to my sister. My sister had the best birthdays ever. If she's listening to this, hey, Eva. But yeah, I feel like that's kind of carried through into then my adult life, where I kind of have this like overwhelming dread coming up to anything like birthdays or Christmas. Now, I did really well this Christmas. I really reclaimed Christmas this year, and I had a great Christmas and I had a great time. And I think that's because I like just was like, no, do you know what? I'm not going to like let anything in my childhood ruin Christmas for me, or any of my family drama ruin Christmas for me. But yeah, birthdays, I don't know. I just don't like them. And then on top of like all of that, like fucking childhood trauma, I'm fucking turning 28 years old. Like, what is there to be happy about turning 28? Like, who's happy about turning, you know, like 18, right? Yeah, you can finally drink. 21, it's like, okay, I'm finally an adult. Like, I'm a proper adult. 28? No. Nothing. Even 30 is better than 28 because you get a fucking big surprise party and everyone makes a big deal. 28 is just, who the fuck wants to turn 28? I'm so happy being 27. I wish I could just stay here. But I feel like I expected when I was like 16 to feel so much different, like at this age that I am now. I literally feel the exact same. Like, my brain is the exact same as it was when I was 16. Yeah, maybe I can do my own fucking washing now. Maybe I can cook myself a few meals now. But that's about it. Like, that's about it. There's nothing else that's changed. I'm still the same petty, attitude-ridden bitch, to be honest. So nothing changes. If there's anybody listening to this that thinks, you know, when you're hitting your kind of late 20s or 30s, that your whole mindset is going to change and you're going to grow up, no, you don't. Well, I haven't. Anyway, Lauren, do you feel like you did?
Did I grow up? Well, I'm a lot older than you, Niamh, so.
No, you're not. You're not that much older.
I'm 32 at the end of this month.
Yeah, but that's only, how many years? 4 years older than me.
I know.
That's not that much.
I was actually, I got, what's like, is it, would it be humbling? I don't know. I went out with my friends at the weekend. One of my friends was turning 31 and we went out and we were going into Devitt's, and of all of us, I'm the oldest of all of us, and I got stopped at the door and got ID'd, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a humbling. That's a great thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it was great. I was like, yeah, thank you, Mr. Bouncer. And it's gas because then you hand over your ID and he's like looking up and down at like four times, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of wish it was fake.
Yeah, yeah, you do look very young, Lauren, though. You do, you have like a baby face. Yeah, I get offended if I don't get ID'd. So if any bouncers, right, you better ID me this weekend going for my, well, actually, no, I actually don't know where my passport card is. Forget that. Don't ID me. Yeah, I love when I get ID'd as well. I love it. I feel great about myself. But I also hate it because I'm like, are you for real? I'm literally fucking 27 years of age and you're fucking IDing me. And my sister, like, here's a funny story. When I was younger, obviously like 18, my sister would have been 16.
And we went out together, like on nights out. And my sister would use my passport and I would use my age card. And like the same fucking ID. And what we would do is I would walk in like 2 minutes after my sister. Like she would just walk in and then I would go 2 minutes later and they'd just be like, yeah, Grant. Like what? How did we get away with that? Like how am I even allowed to admit that on the podcast that I gave my sister my ID? I suppose everyone does that, don't they? But
yeah, I used to have a friend that was like, I was her go-to. Like she used to come to me. And what we used to do was if we were on the same night, I'd use my passport and she'd use my, remember the Garda ID?
Yeah, the age card.
Yeah, do they still exist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I should get an age card because I don't have a driver's license and I'm after losing my passport card. I actually had it the day, remember the day we were in here and we were filming with Daniel and Dylan? Mm-hmm. I had it that day, but wasn't the front of my bag like open. And I think it just, either someone fucking took it out of my bag or it fell out of my bag going down the street. But maybe there was some young ones that were going on a night out that needed an ID. I don't know. But yeah. I used to give my sister my age card and she would walk in 2 minutes before me. Now, I don't think me and my sister look particularly alike, but we have the exact same eyes. And I feel like that's what bouncers look at. They look at like, because your hair colour can change, you know. I feel like they look at like your eyes, your nose, your mouth, which me and my sister probably are very similar in features, just not in how we actually look because she's blonde and I'm brunette, you know.
Oh my God, actually, now that we say it, I want some feedback from the listeners because I have never felt so old in my life.
Right, go on.
I was on Instagram there, I would say about 2 months ago. And this name popped up and I was like, who the hell is this fella? And it was some like, say Jon Snow or something was his name. And I was like, who is this? I don't know anybody of that name. Who the hell is this? And it was like quite clearly the fakest name ever. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I was like, who's this? So I clicked into it and I'm scrolling through and like the pictures were all just, you know, of like a dog or like a sunset and all. And I was like, yeah. Who the fuck is this? So I went into his tagged pictures and it turned out it was a friend of mine's cousin, little cousin. Like he's only just turned, I'd say he's about to turn 18.
Yeah.
And apparently now it's a thing that when you're going out, that if you get ID'd, they ask you to check your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You change your name.
Yeah, that is apparent. I've heard that as well.
I've never heard of that before.
When we were younger, it was just, what's your star sign? They used to ask, when I was younger, they used to ask like mad questions to try and throw you off. Like, what's your birthday? What's your star sign? Now, you could have said anything, as if these fucking bouncers know the fucking star signs. You know what I mean? I think they're just trying to trip us up. But yeah, I think they do ask that now.
Yeah, that's mad. I had never heard of that. And I was like, it's kind of genius, like going in and changing your name to match the ID and all.
Yeah.
But like, I messaged him and I was like, I think, like I texted his, the person I know him through. I'm yeah. Like, I think he's been hacked. And she was like, oh, no, he'd be doing that for his ID. And I was like, what? And she was like, wow, you're old.
I used to use a fake ID. Like when I was younger, right? When I was in school, we used to get fake IDs made. There was like someone in my school that made fake IDs. I don't like, or someone that knew someone that made fake IDs. So I had like a little provisional driver's license fake ID when I was in school. Like I think I was only about fucking 15 or something. Like how the fuck? Well, I suppose I was 18 in the provisional driving license. That's how I had a driving license. But yeah, and it used to get me in. Like we used to go, I went to school in RD. So we used to go to, like, there's this place in RD, I don't know if it's still there, it's called Luna, but it's like a little culty nightclub, but they fucking knew damn well. Like, we were going to school 2 minutes up the road. We'd be walking by the fucking pub every day. They knew that we weren't 18, but they just let us in because we had the fake IDs, but they were the worst fake IDs ever as well. But they don't do that anymore. They don't have fake IDs. They just use each other's IDs, as far as I'm aware anyway.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to like you used to pay him like the few quid to you know like change your passport so that it looked like it said the year that you had
no way.
And all highly illegal
that is high what if you were going away on holidays
you
or something
you got to like peel it off you had to get I remember he used to do like you'd hand it back to him and he'd just take it off with like a little razor blade or whatever.
Stop.
I swear to God fully tampering with I am exposing everybody on this.
Stop, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but I feel like, do you know another thing, when we were younger, like when I was turning 18, I looked 14. Like I looked so young. Kids kids now, like they have their make, girls now have their makeup routines down. Like you need to remember, right? When I was younger, we were wearing fucking Miss Sporty makeup. Fucking what else? Elizabeth Arden, like Max Factor pan sticks. Like we were literally going around looking like clowns. Whereas nowadays, like little girls are doing their makeup like better than I am. So I feel like, I don't know, I would be so... If I was a bouncer, I'd be so terrified because, like, you really don't know. Someone could be like fucking 15 and look about 25 now because they all have their makeup routines down. They have their slick backs down. It's like a whole different world. And I feel like there was so many telltale signs when we were younger that someone's underage. Like, even how they dressed. Like, we used to wear them fucking little... tiny little bodycon dresses and a pair of fucking Converse. Whereas now girls are so fashionable. They're so good at makeup. Like I feel like it's just completely different and it must be so much harder for the bouncers to know. So I don't blame them asking to see the fucking Instagram either.
Do you see what's coming back as well? Do you remember the peplum tops? Oh my God.
Oh no, fuck off.
We had them in every colour.
Yeah. Yeah, and the oh my God, no, I had a little peplum dress. Oh my God. It was a black peplum dress and I had no ass when I was younger, right? So I loved this dress because do you remember the peplum dresses would kind of make your bum look a bit bigger because they'd come out. So I wore this fucking peplum dress everywhere. Like about 100 teenage discos, I wore this peplum dress too. I'd say people thought I had nothing else to wear. But yeah, skinny jeans are coming back as well. You see, I never stopped wearing skinny jeans though.
I did, but like, to be honest, for exactly the reason you were just talking about with the peplums, I don't have a bum, so I don't like wearing skinny jeans. I rather the mom jeans and stuff.
Yeah, I never stopped wearing. I have been wearing, especially since I had the BBL, like I always wore skinny jeans. The fuck am I paying for my ass and then putting fucking mom jeans over them? Like,
yeah, you have a reason to.
Yeah. So I never stopped. Like one of my favorite pair of jeans is skinny jeans. And I keep seeing all over the internet being like, skinny jeans are back. I'm like, oof. Itch. I never stopped wearing them. I don't know about you, but I think skinny jeans are lovely. So many things are, it's mad how fashion just recycles itself. Mm-hmm. Like it's just constantly a cycle. Like how many things are we going to see in our lifetime from our, oh my God, do you know what else? Do you remember them headbands that we used to wear when we were younger and they were kind of like grooved?
Oh yeah, like they were like teeth.
Yeah, everyone's wearing them as well.
I still have them.
And butterfly clips, like so many things like that. There's everything has come. Oh, please, can we never bring pan stick back? That's one thing. Please, please, please. Or the Elizabeth Arden fucking foundation. Or, oh my God, or the no eyebrows. Like I never filled in my eyebrows in school. Did you fill in your eyebrows?
No. And then when I did start, I used to, because my mom was real like, oh no, like you're not allowed makeup till you leave school and stuff. And then I used to use an eyeshadow palette to draw my eyebrows. Because it was one of the only makeup things I had. And it was glittery brown. So I used to walk around glittery brown eyebrows.
Do you know what mine done, right? So when I was starting secondary school, I was given a clear mascara. Can you tell me what the purpose of a fucking clear mascara is? Like, what does a clear mascara do? I don't even think that it was actually a mascara because can you buy clear mascara? Like, is that actually a thing? Let me look that up right now. I said this on live and someone was like, Niamh, that must have been a brow gel or something. And I was given it to use as, because I kept asking for mascara.
Now they have the, you know, like the lash sculpt, like Refai have one that's clear.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think that's the same concept as mascara.
No.
It's meant to be like a serum-y kind of thing.
No, I don't even think it actually was a mascara. It was probably some sort of like serum and they fucking told me it was clear mascara. But I used to go into school. I had a full big makeup routine. Like I'd be going out the door like with my little tinted moisturizer and my clear mascara. And then I'd get to school, I'd run to the bathroom, I'd cover myself in Elizabeth Arden because I robbed my makeup from my Irish dance bag. And for Irish dancing, obviously, we needed to be absolutely fucking orange on the stage because you're on stage and it's stage light. So our faces would be orange. So I'd be robbing my Elizabeth Arden for Irish dancing, putting on my face in school. Big, huge black eye. Like I used to wear big, huge black flick eyeliner every single day in school. I don't know how I got away with it. And then I'd be coming home and I wouldn't wash it off before I went home. So I'd get in trouble, but it wouldn't matter because school day was over.
Were you allowed to have your hair dyed in school?
Yeah, my school was very... So I went to St. Oliver's in Drogheda. I don't know if it's still this way now. But when I went, which would have been like 2000s, I think I would have started in like 2009 maybe, or 2008, I'm not sure. Maybe 2009. But that school was so relaxed. Like the principal, Mr. O'Toole, his attitude was like nothing, like piercings, hair dye, makeup, they don't prevent anyone from learning. So we were allowed, like, you'd want to see the little length of the skirts and everything, little tiny skirts. If you came in with a jumper that wasn't like your school jumper, nothing had happened. You could have pink hair, a load of piercings. He was real cool. Really, really cool.
That's really progressive.
Yeah, he was. But then another principal came in while I was in third year and he was the opposite. Like literally the exact opposite, because Mr. O'Toole was retiring. But anybody that went the Ollies will remember the days of Mr. O'Toole being principal. You could literally wear anything into school, and as long as you were in school and you were learning, you were fine.
I know, we used to get notes sent home, like you have to have your hair stripped within a certain
amount. Oh my God.
Like it was mad stuff. Like
that's ridiculous.
Had to be taken out. Yeah, if you had nail varnish on, they would literally bring you to the chemistry lab and they would take it off. Yeah, they'd hand you the acetone to take it off.
Nail varnish.
Yeah.
That is tapped.
Yeah.
That is tapped behavior. This one thing that I don't like about schools, I feel like it's very like teaching people how to be sheep, like, and have no individuality. Like, why are you not allowed to dye your hair? Why are you not allowed to wear makeup? I understand there's a uniform. And I actually, do you know what? With the uniform thing, I get it, because obviously there's going to be people within a class that come from different kind of backgrounds and different amounts of money. And there might be one person in the class wearing Louis Vuitton and another person wearing something from like a charity shop. And that's why there's uniforms. It's to make every, so that there's no like, what's the word? So that someone isn't coming into school feeling like shit because they don't have the newest runners and they don't have this and they don't have that. And I get that. But like hair dye, makeup, piercings, like I just don't get it. Why not allow kids to express individuality? Like it's very important as well. I feel like identity as a teenager is something that every teenager is kind of just trying to figure out and trying to work around. And teenagers do mad shit. Like when I was a teenager, I had my tongue pierced, but like a double piercing that like went across my tongue. Like I did some crazy stuff. I had bright red hair, but it was such an integral part of like finding myself and growing up and trying out all these crazy things. I don't like that school is so strict on things like that. And I feel like it's only like, I feel like in America, they don't even have to wear uniforms. I feel like it's very Catholic in Ireland. I feel like that's where it comes from.
No, definitely. And and funny enough, what like kind of like what you said there, I think it almost pushed people to do it more.
Yeah.
Like if you were told you weren't doing it, you did it, you know?
Yeah, that did 100%. And do you know something that really annoys me? Do you ever hear of like kids going to school not having the school jumper, right? They might be wearing like a hoodie or whatever. And then they're sent home from school. Like, I've heard that happening. That is absolutely... Or they're given a jumper from the lost and found that belongs to another fucking kid.
Yeah, that's what smells. They used to do in my school.
Yeah, that smells of sweat. Like, are you joking me? Like, no. And, you know, the thing is, you never know anyone's circumstance either of why they don't have the jumper. Maybe the kid lost the jumper and the parent can't afford to buy a new one. Like, I don't know. I just feel like school... I hated school, to be honest. But I feel like things like that are also things that push kids away from liking school, because they're getting in trouble for a nail varnish. Like the fuck? Who gets in trouble? Like nail varnish is good for your fucking nails, number one. Like, you know what I mean? It's so dumb. How did we even go off on this tangent? Anyway, I don't think I've ever, I did not have an 18th and I did not have a 21st, as you can see. I clearly did not have a great time growing up, because who the fuck didn't have an 18th? But yeah, I didn't have an 18th. My 18th, but I'll actually never forget my 18th birthday. It was really traumatizing. I was in my room crying my eyes out and bawling my eyes out and getting in trouble basically on my 18th birthday. I think I did end up going out on the night of my 18th birthday and like going out with just like random people that I didn't even know. But yeah, it was pretty glum. So that's why maybe I'd say that's probably why I'm in a bad mood this week. I think just when you have like traumatic experiences at a certain time of year every year, I think leading up to that time of year, then your mind subconsciously is like in fight or flight. Do you get me? So I think that's kind of where I'm at. I never had a 21st. I don't know why I didn't have a 21st. See, the thing is, a lot of my memories from, especially around the time when I would have been 21, because that's kind of, I know I spoke a bit about it on my family episode, but my family basically blew up for a few years and like shit got real. And there was a lot of trauma going on. So I have very hazy memories of a lot of things in certain time periods. Like my childhood is very hazy. And then probably 18, 19, 20, 21 is probably... No, do you know what? It's probably all a bit hazy until about 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. But yeah, I didn't have a 21st. I don't like making a big, huge fuss on my birthday. I feel like I'm actually going to cry. I don't even know why. I don't like making a big fuss on my birthday. I feel like...
Oh, Niamh, we'll make a big fuss of you. Even though we're about 6 days early.
Why am I crying? Like, oh, see, I'm traumatized at this time of year, guys. I told you, I'm fucking traumatized. Yeah, I don't like making a big fuss out of my birthday, probably because it's never been that nice of a time of year for me growing up.
Oh, Niamh.
I did my makeup nice today and everything. But yeah, it's probably never been the nicest time of year for me growing up. And it probably has a lot of bad memories attached, even though Alex makes it special for me every year. And so do my friends. Like, literally, I could not ask for better friends. Dylan's like texting Soho, like, can we have a VIP table? You know what I mean? I couldn't ask for better friends. I couldn't ask for a better boyfriend or family. Like, my family always make it special for me. We always do, like, I'll go down to my family's or they'll come to me and we'll do a little cake and a little party. But I just think there's so many really bad memories attached. Like, well, I tell you, like, I'm just going to give you a story, right? Obviously, you know, I have like very bad eczema, like very, very bad skin. And like, obviously, the person in question, my mom, we'll just say my mom, knows that I have really bad skin, really bad eczema. Like, my mom was the one that had to deal with it when I was younger. And the year that I like was taken into my auntie's house, I know I've told you a little bit about that, and to live with her, I think it was my 19th birthday. My mom basically got me like a Boots like skincare set. But like, people might be like, okay, there's nothing wrong about that. What's wrong with that? My mom knows I can't use anything in that. It was like a No. 7 skin. She knows. She knows that I could, at this point, I could only use Silcox Base. So then that was fine. Like, I'm grateful no matter what, you know what I mean? But it was kind of like, oh my God, is this kind of bitchy? Like, oh, I'm going to get you something that you can't even fucking use type of thing. Not that I care. It's not about presents. She didn't even wish me a happy birthday. She gave it to my dad to give to me. So that's kind of probably why I was most annoyed. But I actually haven't like got a happy birthday off my mom since that. So, so that's probably why I ate this time here. Lauren, I knew I was going to cry on this episode because I'm so emotional today. Neither did I. Oh, sorry, guys. That's probably why I don't really like my birthday, because even though I don't want a happy birthday from her, you know what I mean? I don't need anything from her. I've done everything myself and I've got to where I am myself. It's still shit, like, you know, when the person that gave birth to you doesn't even care to say happy birthday. Like, I don't know. It's just shit. Like, I can't remember the last time she actually said happy birthday to me. She didn't even say happy birthday to me that year. She gave something to my dad to give to me. So it was probably when I was living at home was the last time she said happy birthday to me. I don't know.
All you people listening, better get on your phones and text in, or write in, not text in. And say happy birthday to Niamh. Or I'm coming for all of you. Make her day, people. We want all the birthday messages for Niamh sent in to the unscripted page, please.
I don't even know why I'm getting... I think I'm just already in a bad mood today. I don't normally get that upset when I talk about things like that. But yeah, it's kind of... I feel like I'm just repeating myself now. But that's probably why I'm in a bit of a shit mood this week and why I feel a bit gloomy. So yeah, even though, like, don't get me wrong, I have such an amazing family. Like, my dad, my aunties, like, everyone. My cousins, my brothers, my sisters. Well, I do. So I have a sister, Aoife, and then I have a cousin, Emily. But me and Emily grew up as sisters. She is my sister. They all make my birthday really special, and I couldn't ask for a better family. But I think it's just fucking shit when you're the person that gave birth to you. Just, I don't even know if she remembers my birthday. You know what I mean? Who knows? I don't think she's wished my sister a happy birthday in years either. So it's not just me. I'm not alone. She doesn't care about either of us. But yeah, anyways, moving on. Jesus Christ, that was really, I feel like I haven't cried on the podcast in ages, so it's loud.
She's been saving up the tears.
Yeah, I've been literally say that was ridiculous. But yeah, any stories from past birthdays, guys? The only, this is it. This episode is hard for me because I genuinely, I don't know. My birthdays since I've got with Alex have been really special. He always brings me away somewhere. Oh, actually, never mind. Let's talk about my last birthday, right? When I spoke about this on social media, the video went viral. But my last birthday, me and Alex, Alex booked somewhere, okay? Now, he booked it basically because his friend said that he seen it on TikTok and it looked cool, right? Now, I want to make it clear, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this place, okay? Because when I did speak about this on TikTok, I think like the owners of the place like got really offended. There's nothing wrong with this place, okay? It's just not anything that I would ever want, okay? Ever. When you hear, you'll understand why. So it was basically, I won't say where it was, but it was basically like a glamping vibe. But it wasn't like glamorous glamping. Like, you know, the way me and Alex have done like Finlock, Cabu by the Lakes. It wasn't that kind of vibe. Like it was literally kind of like a little shed with a bed and a communal toilet. Okay. And the communal toilet was Game of Thrones themed. I have never in my life even seen Game of Thrones, okay? So why on earth he booked me to go there, I have no fucking idea. He knows I haven't seen Game of Thrones, okay? Because he used to always say to me, oh my God, we need to watch Game of Thrones. And I'd be like, no, that's not my vibe. I don't want to watch that. He likes Game of Thrones. He loves Game of Thrones, okay? Now, this was my birthday, just to make that clear. Anyways, it was just the time of year. Apparently, this place had a hot tub, like a pizza oven, like a couple of really cool things. But February last year, it was snowing. It was snowing, okay? It was pissing rain and it was snowing. So it was absolutely freezing. Obviously, having to get out of bed in the middle of the night and go to a communal toilet halfway across the yard thing in the snow is not ideal and not what anybody would want. And there was also no restaurants or anything kind of close because it's out in the middle of the country. Now, I'd say this place would be amazing, or even just for like a big, like a hen or something. That would be cool. You know what I mean? But just for me and Alex to go for my birthday, absolutely no thanks. But he learned a big, huge lesson from that because obviously I was not best pleased. And I did try and act grateful, but like I have held it against him for the whole year. So he booked the Galgorm this year. And I just want to make it clear, I don't think there's anything wrong with that place, okay? It just, I have never fucking seen Game of Thrones, okay? I've never seen Game of Thrones and I don't want to go to a communal toilet. End of story. Guys, welcome to our new segment. It's called The Trauma Dump. We have got some from our last couple of guests. We actually forgot to ask Alex. We should have asked him. If he's ever back on, we will. But now it's time to get some from you listeners.
So I got a really, really, really good one in for our first Trauma Dump. Now I have ever so slightly edited the girl's voice.
Okay.
So that she, just in case she wants to remain anonymous. Okay. I have skewed her voice ever so slightly.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, I was on holidays before. Basically, I'm in the pub right now. Might be mortified in the morning, but also not, because it's okay. So, so I was in Spain 2 years ago with my now ex-boyfriend. And we went to the beach the day before, just take this into account, we went to the beach the day before, following day the beach was closed. So we decided we'd go to the water park, went to the water park, went into Lidl. I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to fart. So went down by the pasta to fart, in case there would be anyone around, because I knew it would be a stinky one, you know. So next thing was... full on diarrhea came out. Like, explosive. Not even a small bit. Not even a small bit. Literally explosive. So, yeah, that's what happened. And then, that wasn't even the worst part. I was like, oh my God, like, told the ex, I was like, oh my God, come over here, like, I'm after shitting myself. And he was like, no, you didn't, like, he was like, no, you didn't, like, hop on, you did not. And I was like, no, like, I swear I did. And he was like, oh my God, what the hell is that smell? Like, what is that smell? Next thing, walked over by the croissants. Man was going to pick up his weekly shop for the kids, the family, you know. Whiff of that, and he walked away. He walked away. Had to go back the whole taxi journey. The windows right down. Actually mortified. Nearly died. But that's it, now I'm free. Sorry, just to finish it off. Found out that I had E. coli from the dirty water in the beach. And that is why that happened. And I was literally puking for the whole rest of the holiday. At least it didn't come out the other way. That would have been a lot worse.
Oh my God. That is like my worst nightmare. I actually seen a video on TikTok of a girl who sharted herself in like Sephora. And she was like walking around just with like shit on her tracks bottoms, and like her friend recorded it and put it up. I feel like I would fucking kill my friend. But no, that is literally, that is like, that's really traumatic. That's like my worst fucking nightmare ever. I've never shit myself. And if I ever do, I promise I will tell you on the podcast. Honestly, I promise I will. But that is like, that is such a fear. Like, what do you even do in that situation? Like, you're in a fucking supermarket. You have no spare clothes. Like, what do you actually do?
And the fact that she's obviously, you know, when you go on holidays, these water parks are always a little bit more remote than where you're staying and stuff. So it's not like you can even go somewhere close by other than obviously the Lidl. So you have to just get in a taxi and go home.
Yeah. And then you have to sit. Oh my God. You have to sit in your own shit, basically.
Yeah. Oh God.
No.
If you were the fella in that situation, like, how would you deal with it? Like, would you? I suppose it depends how long were they together.
Oh.
But like, I think it'd take a lot.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. If I was there and I smelt it and I seen it, I don't know how I would react. I don't know how I'd react. I'm trying to think if that happened right now to me, how Alex would. I don't think Alex would care that much. I don't think I'd care.
Together a while.
But we're together a while. Like, if it was a new relationship, I don't know. I think, I don't know how I'd react, because to be honest, it's not the person's fault. You know what I mean? Like, nobody shits themselves on purpose. And
especially when it's E. coli.
Yeah. Nobody's going out of their way to shit themselves. And like, yeah, shit is gross, but everyone shits, you know? Like, I hate people that are real prudish, like, oh my God, poo. Yeah, you fucking poo every day, multiple times probably, and you pee and everything else. Isn't it mad that we just pee? I was thinking about that on the toilet the other day. I was peeing and I was like, isn't it mad that we drink something and it comes out the other end as pee? Like, what the heck? Like, what? I'd love to know the intricate process of what happens to it. Like, how do you eat a fucking, how do you drink like a Coke and it comes out like yellow pee? I don't get it. That's so random. But I was literally only thinking about it the other day when I was on the toilet. This is what goes through my head, guys, in case anybody was wondering. This is basically it.
So I have some dilemmas for you. It's been a while. I feel like we haven't dilemmaed together in a while. So the first one I have says, I've been going out with this lad 1 year and 6 months and my friends have never liked him. He's always been a mammy's boy, but lately it's got worse. His mom doesn't have a partner, but there is a young child with ADHD and autism involved. So she obviously relies on my boyfriend a lot. Recently, I feel like I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend and his mother. And I'm getting to the point I'm fed up because he tries to manipulate my feelings and make me feel bad for things I shouldn't feel bad about. Any help you can give, I'd really appreciate.
Girl, break up with him. That's my advice. Honestly, like, why the fuck do you want to be with somebody that, number one, doesn't tolerate your feelings or doesn't ever think about your feelings and then tries to manipulate you for having feelings? Like, I feel like in a relationship, it's so important that you're able to communicate that you feel a certain way. Like, for me, that's like a total deal breaker if I can't like openly have feelings and not feel like I'm being manipulated into having the same feelings they do. Does that make sense? But also the mom thing is just such a red flag. Like, it's so, like, why are you literally in a relationship with your mother? You know, like, it is such a red flag. And I feel like no man, like, don't get me wrong, I think it's a really good sign if a man has a good relationship with his mother. But I also feel like there's a difference between having a good relationship with your mother and the umbilical cord not being cut. You know what I mean? They're two completely different things. So in my opinion, if you feel like you're in a relationship with him and his mother, then you need to break up with him, because that's not how it should be. Now, I don't want it to come across wrong. I think it's important and it's great to have a good relationship with your in-laws. You know what I mean? Everyone wants that. That's what everyone wants. But if it's to the point where you're like, okay, he can't even speak for himself, or he can't even make decisions for himself, or, you know, his mother is involved in parts of our relationship that she shouldn't be involved with. If he's not advocating for you and being like, no, this isn't okay, goodbye, boy, bye. Like, girl, I guarantee you are too young to be dealing with this bullshit. I can promise you're too young. And I also, I understand that the mom has a young child with ADHD and autism, but I also just don't think that that should be impacting your relationship with him. You, does that make sense? Like, obviously, it's great that he wants to help with his sibling and he wants to help his mom with his sibling. That's amazing. But it shouldn't be, it seems like maybe he's using that as a manipulation tactic of, well, what can I do? Like, kind of thing. That should not impact your relationship with him. And that does not either give him an excuse to manipulate your feelings or make you feel bad about things that you shouldn't feel bad about. So yeah, that's my advice. Honestly, girls, I'm so over like being like, maybe he's just, no, fuck him, break up with him. That's my advice. It's not really harsh.
I'd love to go back and see how many times Neva said in a dilemma to break up with somebody.
Yeah, that's my number. No, but you know what it is, right? I just feel like if you feel like something like this in your relationship where you feel like the word manipulate is being used, bye. And that's why, like, I don't think that if you feel manipulated, I don't think that that's the relationship for you. And I could sit here and go, okay, well, maybe try communicate with him, let him know how you feel. But realistically, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm just in a bad mood today, but I feel like it's a fucking waste of time. Lauren, what would your advice be? Communicate.
Do you know what? It's one of those that, again, and I know I said this about the trauma dump, I suppose, depending on how long you're with this guy. Did she say how long she's with him?
No, she didn't. Oh, a year and six. Yeah, you're not even with him long enough to justify this type of behaviour.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. So I take back what I said. She isn't with him very long. And I can honestly say, like, I find it hard that if you aren't getting along with a family member of a partner at the start, like, you literally can't say anything. Like, you're not, in my opinion anyway, you're not quite in there yet enough to say something. And then you get to the stage where you are comfortable enough with them, and if they're comfortable enough with you, then you can say it. So if you're at that stage where you feel comfortable enough to say it to the mom, just say it. And if not, just cut the cord, like, because he's not going to give up his mom.
No.
So no. Either you give him up or you're going to be stuck in that situation. Unless, like I said, you're comfortable enough to say something. But I still don't think if you're saying that he manipulates you as it is, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, if you even feel like the word manipulate is like justifiable, then just get the fuck out. You're only with him a year and a half. Like, this man is not your soulmate. Like, if you're with someone a year and a half and that's the person you're supposed to be with, that is still honeymoon phase. Like, you know, you're still fucking in the early days. You're still obsessed with each other. Like, you should not be feeling like this, and you should not be running into these sort of issues. So maybe he is just not the person for you, honestly. I know that's probably, I probably sound so fucking harsh, but I'm just over this, like, communicate with them. Like, a lot of the time, like, that just doesn't work. You know, when I think back to past relationships, no amount of communication could have cured their whatever the hell was going on in their head. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, so your next dilemma says, "Hi, Niamh, love you. You're an absolutely fabulous girl. I found another Twitter account on my boyfriend of almost 7 years' phone. So I started snooping and he's got links hidden in his notes on his phone to Instagrams and OnlyFans Twitter accounts. I am beyond hurt because he knows that it's a no from me due to past relationships. Porn I don't mind too much. I've even offered for us to watch it together. But he's hiding this and I feel so betrayed. I don't know what to do. We have kids together, so leaving wouldn't be easy. I just don't know if I'm overreacting or not.
No, you're not overreacting. No, absolutely fucking not. That is like rotten. That's rotten. To me, that's cheating. Like, he's completely crossed a boundary that he fully knows you're uncomfortable with. And not just that, it's like, what type of fucking creep has Twitters of OnlyFans girls saved in the notes of their phone? Like, I'm really sorry. Is that really harsh, or would you feel like that? Like, if, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why have you got, like, OnlyFans Twitters? It's not even the OnlyFans accounts. It's the fucking Twitters, so we can look at it for free. You know what I mean? I don't know. That would really creep me out. And, like, it would creep me out on a level of, like, you're a creep. Do you get me? Like, you are a creep. Obviously, OnlyFans is something that everyone in every relationship is going to feel different about. And I'm going to be a big fat hypocrite here. If I found Alex on anyone's OnlyFans, I would walk so quickly out of the house, down the road, and to a different country. I swear down I would. I would never tolerate that, which is hypocritical because I did it. But that's my boundary. And he can respect that boundary even with me doing OnlyFans. So why the fuck could a fella not respect it for you? I don't know. That's really, really weird to me. I think the part that makes it the most weird is that, like, he saved it in the notes of his phone. So he's, like, repeatedly and religiously going on and checking these, like, OnlyFans girls' Twitter accounts where they're posting their teasers of their OnlyFans.
It's kind of like what we said in the OnlyFans episode. If you guys haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's a great episode. That, like, it's that kind of more personal thing, because you've obviously picked this person. Like, what was it we were saying? It was like, it's not like you're going onto Pornhub and just looking up random people. Like, you're actually like picking this particular person and you're following their stuff.
Yeah, but I don't even like the idea of, like, I'll be so honest, like, I don't even like the idea of, like, Pornhub. Like, I don't, am I a psychopath? Like, I just don't. Like, I don't want the person that I'm in love with to be, like, pulling themselves off over another girl. Like, even if it's someone on Pornhub and it's just an actress, I don't care. I feel like I don't want that. Is that really hypocritical? Because, like, I literally used to do it. But I feel like I've grown up a lot now, and I probably wouldn't have cared a few years ago, but now I'm, like, completely different and I do care. Even maybe my opinion changes from week to week, so, like, even next week I might feel different about this, but this is how I feel this week. But yeah, I don't know. That really, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like, I would leave Alex if I found anything like that. I'd 100% I would. There's no way in hell that I'd ever stay with a man that broke it. That's a huge boundary. And it's cheating. Like, it is. It's cheating. He might not physically done anything, but he did emotionally. And that's just as bad, in my opinion.
And your last dilemma is, I'm with my boyfriend a while and he has just been offered an incredible job opportunity in a different city. He is considering accepting the position that would advance his career significantly, but it requires to moving to a city far away where he'd be separated from me for at least a year. I have just landed my dream job where we currently live, and I have worked so hard to secure it and can't afford to leave. We both want the best for each other, but we're both torn on whether we should continue to pursue our relationship or whether we should call it a day.
Ooh, that's a really difficult one, because he hasn't done anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. It just looks like maybe your life paths are kind of going in a bit of a different direction. I don't see the harm in, like, doing long distance for a little while and seeing how you get on. Like, I feel like after doing a couple of months of long distance, you're going to know, okay, this isn't for me or this is for me. And you're going to be able to make a much more clear decision. Like, if you break up now before he moves and whatever, you might always have that what if. What if I had just done long distance in the back of your head? Whereas if you just gave the long distance a go, I feel like, number one, if you do end up breaking up, it's going to hurt less because you're not going to have seen him for ages. I feel like, number two, so you're going to have kind of learned independence without, you know, not that women are independent without men, but you know what I mean. You're going to learn to live without them because it's long distance. Number two, it might work. You might actually, like, come out of it being like, oh my God, that was a great, I am glad that we stayed together for that year and I'm glad that it worked. And it might, yeah, I feel like it might be good for your relationship. Who knows? Now, personally, me, I don't think I could ever do long distance. I'm too codependent. Like, I literally need to be inside of your skin and crawling around in your body. That's where how close I need to be. But long distance does work for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people do long distance, especially, like, did they say they're only doing it for a year?
Yeah, exactly. And that was actually what I was going to say. If it is only for a year, surely you'll have holidays in your job.
Yeah.
So you can get a free holiday and go over and visit him.
Exactly.
Wherever and he's going.
He'll have holidays in his job, so he can still see each other, you know? And if it's only a different city as well, is it a different city in the same country? Because if that's the case, then you can see each other on weekends. You can see each other whenever, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think it's the same city.
Oh, it's a different country.
Yeah, it's a different country, yeah.
So it's a flight away.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if that girl's Irish, it's more than likely, I'd say it's probably London or something.
Yeah, that's, it could be London.
My guess is that it's probably somewhere in the UK. So, like, it's literally only a flight away. Like, I always see Charlene and Dano. Sure, Dano was over in England for ages, and Charlene was in Ireland, and she was flying over to him, and he was flying back to her. And look, they're together and happy and fucking living their dream. And they didn't, like, that didn't separate them. So, if they can do it, why can't you do it? You know what I mean?
And even with most places in Europe as well, like, you can just get a flight. Like, Spain is only 2 hours, you know, like, most of the other countries aren't that far unless you're going to literally the other side of the world. And it doesn't sound like he's going that far, so.
Yeah, and I know people are going to say, oh, what about money? But literally, you can get flights for like €20 if you're not bringing suitcases and stuff. Like, just do one. Right, this is what you do. We have a whole plan for you now, girl. Do one flight where you just pack a big suitcase, okay, and you bring it over and you leave some clothes, some underwear, some socks, all that stuff there. So all the rest of your flights, you're not bringing a suitcase, and it's cheap as fuck. Cheap as chips. You'd probably spend more on petrol driving to another fucking county. You know what I mean? I think you'd be making a big mistake to call it quits because for 1 year you have to be in different cities. I think that would be a big mistake. It doesn't sound like he's done anything wrong. It doesn't sound like you've done anything wrong. And do you know what? If I'm wrong and you do long distance and in 3 months you're like, fuck this, I can't be arsed with this, you've tried. And it will be a lot easier to break up because you'll be so used to not seeing him anyway. There we go. Win-win. Guys, thank you so much for listening. That brings us to an end of episode 23. God, that was a roller coaster of emotions. What's new? See, this is why I feel like guest episodes, they never get this deep. So it's good to have a little solo episode and get deep with each other and cry and everything else. So thank you so much for listening in. Guys, if you have any feedback, any at all, about this episode, then send it over to us at unscriptedgoloud on Instagram. Or you can send it to our email, which is unscripted.goloudnow.com. If you have any trauma dumps or any dilemmas that you would like to send us or any guest suggestions, you can also send them to us on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud. Or you can send them to us on our email at unscripted@goloudnow.com. That was a whole load of repeating myself. Guys, I hope you have an amazing week. As usual, I love yous loads. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.